Okay, Christina, can we have who's on the call and apologies, please?
Sure. From the CCNFL, we have Martin Boyle, Keith Davidson, Chris Despain, Dejan Djukic, Daniel Kalchev, Eberhard Lisse, Carlos Miranda, Patricio Poblete, Nigel Roberts. From liaisons, we have Cheryl Langdonor. From staff support and special advisors, we have Jeff Ackerhorst, Bart Boswinkel, Christina Nordstrom, and Bernie Turcott. And we have apologies from Kim Davies and Maureen Hilliard. That's all I've got.
I think an apology from Stephen Deerhake, too, if it wasn't recorded there.
No, I didn't have that one.
Oh, okay. Stephen and I are here in Malaysia at APTLD meeting at the moment, so I know the APTLD have other commitments at the moment, so he's probably otherwise committed, so I'll put his apology in for him. Any further apologies? Not seeing it, Nigel.
Well, I'm just seeing connecting. I have to sign up to the ICANN standard of good behavior.
Yes, you have to do that.
Connecting.
Okay, so that's the present and apologies. Can we consider the agenda confirmed? I haven't had any response after two posts on the list, so unless anyone has any desired changes, we'll move on. Meeting reports, we had the meeting report of the 6th of February circulated. It's there on Adobe Connect now. Bernie, are there any issues arising that aren't otherwise covered on the agenda?
Not that I'm aware of, sir.
No other comments from anyone? If not, can we move to the public consultation on revocation? And Bernie, do you want to step us through the submissions received and your proposed responses?
Yes, sir. Hold on, I'm trying to get the documents up. I will actually have to pull up my comments again, so I'll ask for your indulgence for a sec while I go get those.
Can you make it movable in the meantime?
Yeah, there's definitely something wrong with the Adobe Connect room. I'm trying from two different browsers and getting the same error.
It's just you, Nigel.
Well, perhaps you can explain to me what it might be, because I'm using Chrome and I'm using Firefox, and both of them are giving me the same result.
You should buy a Mac.
So, when you've been out and bought your Mac, Nigel, can you come back and try that? I'm sorry, I don't have any suggestions as to what you might do other than reboot. Can we move on, please, Bernie? And hopefully, Nigel, we'll get you connected in due course. If you can't connect, Nigel, please just make your ask for a patience on audio.
All right, so we will begin with the Eggleton paper. And since we're on a tight timeline, And we didn't really have any major comments last time. I'll just do a quick resume. Basically, Mr. Eggleton is either agreeing with what we've done, was suggesting a few areas for additional work. These areas, although interesting, were in all cases beyond the scope of the working group. And some of them were not really very clear. The editing was rough, to say the least. And someone should consider that if they're doing a career in law. So that's the quick overview. I don't know if there are any comments.
I'm just interested in the proposed response.
Basically, I think we will be telling him thank you for agreeing with us, and these other points are beyond the scope of the working group.
Agreed.
Thank you. Anything else?
No, it looks like everybody's happy. Thanks, Benny.
Okay, we'll move on to the next document. You'll give me a second to get that. ALAC comments, they should be up in front of you. The ALAC comments were much better structured, and the summary is as follows. They agree with us on a bunch of things. B, they have made some suggestions which, similarly to the previous paper, are beyond the scope of this working group. Cheryl clarified with us at the last meeting that this was understood when they made the submission. There is one comment in the at-large submission which was very relevant, which was relative to our mandate, our remit, which was to consider the GAC principles, and at the very least, we haven't really explained in our recommendations how we have considered the GAC principles, and there is a point to be made about that, that GAC has been considering that, and we will have to address that as a group. So to the point about what we would reply, thank you for agreeing with us. These items are beyond the scope. We understand they're important, but they're not part of our mandate. And finally, for the GAC principles, yes, we agree with you, and we are working on this. I'll be glad to take questions.
Any questions?
We agree with which question? We agree with what point about the GAC principles?
That we said that we would consider them, and we really haven't mentioned anything about the GAC principles. At a minimum, we have to say something about that.
No other questions, no other observations, no one seeking the floor. So everyone's reasonably happy. Can we move on to the terminology of paper? It seems to be reasonably well received on our last call, but Benny, do you want to work the paper as drafted?
Yes, sir. Is this the right version? Looks like it. All right, we'll do a quick fly through the early sections, basically just relisting the mandate, what we're trying to do with the objectives. So this is all cut and paste, except for one section. Oh, that didn't come through. Okay. What we've got here. Oh, okay. This is the wrong version of the document.
Ernie, while you're doing that, can I have the floor?
That's the chair's prerogative.
Sure, Nigel.
The chair could agree. Okay. What I'm looking at, I just want to check I've got the right document, is version 0.1 of official terminology. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. 2 points on the title page. First of all, it should be relative or related to the administration of CCTLDs. And secondly, I object to the word official, because I don't know who's making it official.
Fine. And I think you missed some of the earlier calls on this. And
I had a particular problem last time. My mother was ill.
I'm not blaming you, Nigel. I'm just stating that when I presented this originally, I said, given it's a version 0 dot something, as usual, is just my initial take on things, and I'll be very glad to take all those comments.
Don't take what I said personally.
I'm not, and on our last call, I think a number of us noted that we were sure and missing your input relative to these things. So I'm glad to see you're back in the saddle.
Now you have the benefit of it.
There you go. All right. So I'm sure that we've got that noted, and we'll be. I don't have a problem with the things you are presenting.
Thank you, Nigel. Please continue, Bernie.
All right. So as I said, Section 2.1, there's been a minor amendment to what we're delivering, given the work we have done, which has taken us a little wider than we originally started. And so this has been presented unofficially because we did not have quorum about a month ago. It was presented 2 weeks ago and seemed to be okay. And I don't think it's exactly stretching the fabric of reality too much. But there it is, regardless. So if there's nothing major, then we will dive into the actual work of the definitions.
Please.
All right. Consent must be specific, informed, unambiguous, affirmatively communicated, and freely given. So we've got our references there, which are RFC 1591, and the FOI Working Group Consent Paper, Section 7141. Any questions?
Just
okay.
One comment. For the future versions of this, can you issue the incredible indentation? Because it's doing my head in. Can we have it in vertical report format, please?
Yes, sir.
You also don't need to put the word definition, because we know that that's the definition. But that's...
Okay.
Okay. Nobody else is seeking the floor, so please continue, Bernie.
Delegation. The process by which the IANA operator initially assigns management responsibility or transfers previously assigned responsibility for the management of a CCTLD. And that is cut and paste from from Section 411 of the FOI Working Group Public Consultation on Revocation.
Well, actually, I object to this one.
Okay. On what grounds, Nigel?
Okay. I haven't looked at Section 411 and whether or not it's referring to delegation as used in the context of 411. But here's my thinking, and there's 2 points here. First of all, delegation is not just a process. It is a concept. So so we've talked about the IANA processes being separate from the policy and so on. So first of all, the word process is exercising me slightly. And secondly, we went through this in the previous working group. We went through it again. I refer to draft Francis Roberts and so on. Delegation has different meanings in different contexts. It has the meaning of inserting a domain into its parent zone, and it has and plain words meaning, which is a higher body gives permission to a lower body to take control of something, and it has the term of art meaning that we've used to mean appointment of manager or change of manager. And I'd kind of like, if we're doing a definition section, that it addresses the fact that the word delegation is not capable of precise definition, and this definition is to be used whenever you see the word delegation.
Okay, thanks, Nigel. Would a footnote, would you like to construct a footnote with suggested wording, Nigel?
I can work with Bernie on this, yes.
Is that all right, Bernie?
Yes, sir.
Okay, any other problems with delegation? Okay, please continue.
Thank you, sir. Manager, the entry, whether an organization, enterprise, government, or individual, which is the trustee of the CCTLD, bracket as the term is used in RFC 1591, supervises the domain names in the CCTLD, operates the domain name system in the country or territory associated with the CCTLD, and is listed in the IANA database of CCTLDs as the manager for the CCTLD. And there's a few notes that go along with that. In RFC 1591, the term trustee is used to describe manager's duty to serve the community and not describe the specific legal relationship the manager to the delegated domain. So this was lifted directly from our definition section. IANA currently uses sponsoring organization instead of manager. So I have a few qualifiers, which we agreed we would change qualifiers before Nigel jumps in. Incumbent manager, name as manager, however the term is useful when differentiating from proposed manager in applications for a transfer, and proposed manager, the entity that is listed as the proposed manager in applications for transfer. And I have agreed with Eberhardt that using proposed twice will be changed in the next version. And the references are RFC 1591 Section 3.1, RFC 1591 Section 3.2, and FOI Working Group Consent Document Section 7121. Comments?
Yes. Anyone else? Am I being heard?
Yes, you are.
You are indeed.
Keith lost connection, so...
Oh, I see. Thanks, Bart. Okay, well, in the absence of the chairman and everybody else is silent. I like this. It works for me. There are a couple of things that I think will assist rather than change. So first of all, the words, which is the trustee of the CCTLD, as the term is used in RFC 1591, the clause, as the term is used in RFC 1591, attaches to the noun CCTLD and not the noun trustee, the way it's written. This could be fixed by saying, as the term trustee is used in RFC 1591. I would also like to see the word in change for the word for to make it neutral and not provoke any discussions of situations whereby the manager operates the domain name system for the country but doesn't operate it in the country. Do both those proposed changes help?
The first one I don't think I have an issue with. This is a... sorry, everyone, there's going to be noise for a section as the family exits for the morning run to the school bus. As far as the second one, I think that Becky lifted that directly from RFC 1591, and that may be something that we have to work on, because if I remember correctly... RFC, and we've had a lot of discussions on this, the domain system in the country or territory was quite a clear reflection of what was in RFC 1591.
Okay, can I respond to that?
Sure.
Yeah, this isn't RFC 1591, it's our definition. If we choose to use a slightly more expansive words in explaining what we mean by manager, we are free to do so. We're not bound by RSC 1591 to use the literal words of RSC 1591. And finally, IANA doesn't use sponsoring organization anymore. They just use the word organization. I've just checked on the IANA who is.
Okay. But getting back to the end point, you know, as you've said very well over the years on this, we try to be very careful and use those words as they were presented in RFC 1591 whenever we can. At any rate, I don't think you have to win the discussion with me. Unfortunately, Becky's not with us today.
Something I die in a ditch over. It's just something I think is a little reordering of our definition that we are creating now, because let's face it, if all we're doing is cut and pasting from RFC 1591, we can forget the whole section. We don't need it. But I won't die in a ditch over this. This is not something that that's going to bother me either way. We are in the country and we are for the country where I am. But just diplomacy helps sometimes.
Noted, and I think we'll consider this with Becky, and we'll get back to the list. Is Keith back? No,
yeah,
all right.
I'm not sure if you...
Okay. Is Paulus on the line? Okay, so we'll take Paulus next.
The last part of the statement, IANA database of CCTLDs, I think the database is the general TLD database, not just for CCTLDs.
True, but here we are just using an additional specification, but noted. Thank you, Paulus. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. I think Keith is back, so I'll hand the chair over. Keith, we've just finished with Paulus, and I think Martin has his hand up. Over to you, sir.
Okay, and Paulus, can you take your hand down, please? And Martin, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Keith. Simple question about the definition 4.3.1. In that what we've got is a selection of things that all have to apply. So in other words, the manager has to supervise the domain names in the CCTLD. It has to operate the domain name system in or for the country or territory, and it has to be listed in the IANA database. What happens if one or more of those does not apply? Does that then mean that there is no manager of that CCTLD?
Now, there's an interesting question. Where's Becky when we need her?
Yeah, that is a very good question. Let me walk through this for a sec. I think we've covered just about every type of legal and physical person we can cover with organization, enterprise, government, or individual, which is the trustee of the CCTLD, with the comments from Nigel. I don't think there's any kind of an issue there if they're acting as the manager, supervises the domain names in for the CCTLD, I think is a conceptual thing, operates the domain name system in the country for, again, associated with the CCTLD and is listed in the IANA database. Now, I don't see how you can be the manager for the CCTLD without being in the IANA database. And so I think the only point that comes down to is operates the domain name system in the country. And I think given the work we've done in the past, what we've agreed as a general definition for operates the name in country is that the domain names for that CCTLD are available in that country and the documentation is available in the local language. And if that's not the case, then there's probably something wrong either way. So I don't see how anyone that is listed as a manager currently would fail that test, although I'll leave that to Becky when she gets back, and that's the best Keith. I can do for you right now, Martin.
Keith, Bernie, Nigel.
Nigel. Well, firstly, before I go to Nigel, Martin, did that help clarify, or is there further work required, do you think?
Well, I was going to speak to the point.
Oh, okay. Carry on, Nigel.
I don't...
So who are you asking to speak?
Well, I think I can assist Martin, answer Martin's question.
Yeah, let's allow Nigel the floor at the moment, Martin, and I'll come back to you in a moment.
Okay, to answer Martin's question, the answer is that we're in the definition section here, not the policy or legislative section. And what it would mean is if there was a manager, in the loose sense of the word, that failed one or more of the tests that is set out in how you recognize a manager, as we call it, they would it wouldn't stop them being the manager in the broad sense of the term, but it would stop them being the manager in the terms of as we use the manager in our documentation. So in other words, it wouldn't stop them being the manager, but it would stop them us calling them the manager, and we'd have to call them the manager without portfolio or something. We'd have to call it something else. So I think that's the literal answer to your question. I think the more broad sense, and I'm glad Martin's raised it because it's a very good point, is that we shouldn't be too specific in the in this definition section to say that to be called the manager, you have to tick all these boxes. What you say is the manager is the person who manages a CCTLD. You will normally recognize such a person if they are doing these things. Does that assist?
Thanks, Nigel. And Martin, does that in fact assist?
Well, it must, because actually that was my concern, that we were the words that are written here require you to tick all the boxes. But I could imagine somebody who is a manager who supervises the domain names, but actually subcontracts the physical operation of the domain name system to somebody else. I believe that is the case for .in. I also think it's the case for .au, isn't it? So it's that, you know, writing it down as you have to tick all the boxes is the bit that it goes wrong, whereas actually we're looking at somebody who supervises and or operates and is listed in the IARNA database, I suppose. But, you know, exactly wordsmithing, I leave to somebody else.
Okay,
well,
I think
your
Nigel,
definition of pornography.
Shall we not go there? Okay, I think Nigel, you've given us a hint of a possible way through. So, Bert, do you have enough to do some redraft there, and that should suit Martin?
Yes, sir. Just a note relative to. What seems to be Martin's main concern on contracting the operation, I believe that we've gone through this, and as long as the manager maintains responsibility for that contract, it's considered as operating. But I will take all that in, and I'll certainly go over it with Becky.
Okay, thanks. And Patricio has his hand raised. So Patricio first, and then I think Martin's coming back with more, but firstly, Patricio.
Yeah, I just made a comment in the chat window. The word supervision worries me a bit. It's unclear to what extent, how wide would that supervision duty be. We are sometimes asked to supervise things to an extent that we feel that it's not our duty when we go into matters of content or things of that sort.
I think again noted, and probably something that Bernie could follow up with Becky on too. Thanks, Patricio. And Martin, you're speaking the floor again.
Yes, thanks. I just thought I'd take the floor to home in on the word that somebody, I now forget who, used of the responsibility for operation of the domain name system for the country or territory. Removes the word supervise and also the context that they must by definition be the people doing the operation. So I wonder whether that is the clue for simplifying the number of conditions that are applied. So they have responsibility for the domain name system for the country, and they are listed in the IARNA database. Thanks.
That sounds like a very elegant solution, so thanks for the suggestion, Martin. And Bernie, I think Ross is looking for the floor, so Bernie, can we continue?
Thank you, sir. Our next point will be 4.4, revocation. The process by which the IANA operator rescinds responsibility for the management of a CCTLD from an incumbent manager, full stop. And the reference is section 413 of the FOI working group. Public consultation on revocation. Over to you, sir.
Same objection about the word process.
Any questions? Okay, rather than object, do you have a suggested other word?
Whatever Bernie chooses when he replaces the word process further up.
Okay, I was possibly missing from the call when you discussed that. Okay,
okay.
So noted for Bernie. Noted for Bernie, and anyone else got any comments regarding revocation? If that's pretty much the end of the document, I think, isn't it, Bernie?
No, not quite. We have two more. Significantly interested parties. Significantly interested parties include, but are not limited to, A, the government or territorial authority for the country or territory associated with the CCTLD, and B, any other individuals, organizations, companies, associations, educational institutions, or others that have a direct, material, legitimate, and demonstrable interest in the operation of the CCTLD bracket S. So our references are 1591, significantly interested parties, and FOI Working Group SIP Section 711. Over to you, sir.
Okay, this was long and hard fought over along the way, so I'm not sure that anyone will have anything to add or subtract from this. Any problems at all?
If nothing to see here, move on.
Okay, can we move on, please, Bernie?
And stakeholders. Stakeholders encompass significantly interested parties, and other parties referenced in RFC 1591. So this is, I don't know if Kim Davies is on the call, but Kim did note last week, for those that weren't there, that he wasn't sure when one would use significantly interested parties and stakeholders, and we had a bit of a discussion around that. And really, the idea is that in 1591 there is more than significantly interested parties, and I believe where we ended up is saying when we're talking about delegations and transfers, there's a very clear reference to significantly interested parties. We've defined that well. When you're talking about the broader community of people who could be involved in the CCTLD, we're probably using stakeholders when not trying to refer directly to those activities. Over to you, sir.
Comment.
Nigel.
Thanks. This isn't a definition. What you ought to do is try and define the word stakeholder and then add the sentence that you've got there to the end, to following that. So you might want to say something, and I'm not drafting here, along the lines of stakeholders, or a stakeholder, do it in the singular, a stakeholder is someone who has a direct or indirect interest in the operation of the TLD. It includes significantly interested parties, and other parties referenced in RFC 1591. How does that sound?
Well, that sounds okay to me. I don't know about Bernie and Becky, but that probably does add a layer of clarification. So,
I've typed it in the chat, and I think that's actually an excellent observation. We'll follow up on that.
Okay, good.
Thanks. Thanks, Bernie. Anyone else with any comments? No hands are raised. So please continue, Bernie.
All right. Transfer. Reassignment of the incumbent manager's role as trustee for the CCTLD, as the term is used in RFC 1591, to the proposed manager, including without limitation, changing the entry in the IANA database. And basically from RFC 1591, and the term, I have a note here, the term redelegation and unconsented redelegation are widely used by the stakeholder community when describing the reassignment of the CCTLD manager. Given there is no reference to the term redelegation in RFC 1591, and that there is no policy basis for an unconsented redelegation, the FOI Working Group recommends that the use of the term redelegation be dropped. And the references are RFC 1591 Section 2, Section 6, GAC Principles 2005, and FOI Working Group Consent Section 7121. Over to you, sir.
Okay, again, this looks fairly straightforward, and I wouldn't imagine there's a lot of debate, but does anyone have any point to raise?
I've got a point of order, administrative, Keith.
Okay, Nigel?
Yep. I like all the words here, and I like them all in this order. So what I would like to see is the thing that is indented at its maximum that starts in RFC 1591 moved to the end, either under the section commentary or indeed even demoted to a footnote, because the definition, it distracts from the correct, from the definition, which is the sentence that starts reassignment and ends in the word database, which I think it, I think this is brilliant stuff, but I think you're distracting a little bit by the way you've laid it out. So if you could make that minor change, I'd be ecstatic.
Again, as we discussed previously, I've thrown in a lot of material and a lot of references, and the formatting will be different. This was just to facilitate everyone's working with this, especially some of our colleagues that haven't been following this as closely as some others of us have been working, but so noted. Thank you, Nigel.
Then we're done.
Okay. Okay, and no one else is seeking the floor, so I think that wraps up the document, Bernie.
All right, so there are some modifications. I will attempt to get a hold of Becky. We'll run through this.
Okay, and we're quite extraordinarily sort of spot on time. It's 15 minutes to the hour, and we have 5 minutes really of this call left. Also, if we can continue with the agenda, there is the, I was going to give you a GAC update, and the update is that I've been snowed under and not following up with the GAC, so I will be doing that in the next 24 hours, and so I'll report back to the list as soon as I can and where we're at with the GAC. With that, we have other business, and we have our next meeting scheduled for March the 6th at 1900 UTC. So I think that will be our final opportunity or final committed revision of this paper, I hope. So if we can, Bernie, chase Becky along the way and have a redraft as quickly as possible, I hope that we can sign off on the document at that meeting.
We will.
Sorry? Was someone seeking to speak?
No, I simply said we will try, sir.
Oh, thank you. Okay, and does anyone else have any other item of general business? If not, thank you all very much for your participation. I think, again, we've made good progress, and we'll have a better document as a result of today's call. So thanks very much, and we'll talk again on the 6th.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye all.
Bye.
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 Bye.